Today we're going to cover the origin of the Sabbath. Kaufman came up with this chart because many commentators or people that he'd read in all through the centuries, for some reason, they had come up with the false thought that the Sabbath originated with Adam. And so Adam, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they all observed the Sabbath, is this false teaching that has come through the centuries for some reason. So Kaufman came up with this chart to disprove that. And once we read these verses, it's very self-explanatory that it was only given to the Israelites, and it originated after they left Egypt and they were in the desert, in the Arabian desert, after they had crossed the Red Sea. That was the origin of the Sabbath. And then we will find out that the Sabbath was to end, and so it did end, at Jesus' crucifixion, which was the day that the sun went dark at noon, which is what Amos prophesied. Okay, so the origin of the Sabbath. The first point, there is no Sabbath commandment in Genesis. So, if these other people were right that it originated with Adam and then all of these patriarchs observed the Sabbath, it would have been mentioned in Genesis, but it is not mentioned in Genesis. The first occurrence of the word Sabbath in the entire Bible is in Exodus 16:23. So I'll read that. Exodus 16:23. Then Moses said to the Israelite congregation, "This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today and boil what you will boil," which of course he's talking about the manna, "and lay up for yourselves all that remains to be kept in the morning." And there's another chart that next week we'll plan to go over about manna, and we'll read the better part of this chapter, I think. And this Exodus 16 explains everything you want to know about manna. But this is the first occurrence of the word Sabbath in the entire Bible, is Exodus 16:23. The third point, God revealed his Sabbath not to Adam, nor to anyone pre-flood, nor to anyone ever born upon the earth before Moses, for the prophet of God stated that God revealed his holy Sabbath through Moses. So this was the first revealing of the Sabbath, was to Moses to give to the Israelites, and not any before that. And we get that from Nehemiah 9:13-14. Okay, the fourth point. Furthermore, the very first revelation of the Sabbath was in the wilderness, the very location the Israelites were in Exodus 16. So, this is the first revealing and their location. They were already in the Arabian desert, in the wilderness, as it's called. And this was the origin, and this is the location that the Israelites were here in Exodus 16. Any questions or comments up to this point? In Ezekiel 20, verses 10 through 12, Ezekiel wrote, "I, which is God, brought them," the Israelites, "into the wilderness and gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them." So, God gave the Sabbath to the Israelites as a sign between the Israelites and God, and not to any other people. It ended with the Israelites at Jesus' crucifixion, and it originated with them and ended with them, and never was given to anyone else. none of the Gentiles ever observed the Sabbath, or it never was given to them. Now, if they observed it, that was on them. God never commanded them, any Gentiles, to observe the Sabbath. Now, we'll read this, Ezekiel 20, verses 10 through 12. Therefore, I, God, made them go out of the land of Egypt, and of course, them are the Israelites, and brought them into the wilderness, and I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between them and me, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. So, this is very, very plain that God gave the Sabbath to the Israelites while they were in, after they had left out of Egypt, while they were in the wilderness, in the desert, and here they were wandering for 40 years, but this was at the beginning of that. And this was only given to the Israelites and as a sign between, excuse me, God and them. Okay, the fifth point. The Sabbath was never a sign between God and all people, but a sign between God and Israel. So it never was to the Gentiles. That would have been all people. And we'll look at Exodus 31, 16 and 17. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. So, here, this first part, it is very, very clear that God gave this Sabbath to the children of Israel, that they were the ones that would observe it through their generations as a covenant between them and God, and is a sign between God and the children of Israel. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. So this is also, Exodus 31:17 is a very important verse, this second part even, that disputes the false teaching that has unfortunately come into the consciousness of people and pervaded through society and so-called Bible believers, which I don't understand how they could believe the Bible, because they're going dead against what the Bible says. But they claim to believe in the Bible, but they dispute that a day was literal 24 hours, even though every time in Genesis 1, that is, it is mentioned that on day 1, day 2, every time a day was defined as an evening and a morning. That is a literal 24 hours. And that is mentioned over and over, 6 or 7 times in Genesis 1. But then if someone still missed that, and there's been many, many people, in fact, it's the common thinking and teaching of today that that was not literal 24-hour days. But this is the death knell to that false teaching. This Exodus 31:17, for in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. He's setting up the Israelites to structure their lives the very same way that he set up, that he created the earth. He created the earth in 6 literal 24-hour days, and he rested on a 7th literal 24-hour day. And so he said, that's exactly what you're going to do. you're going to do all of your work and all of your labor and your daily activities in the 6 days, just as I created all of creation in those 6 days. And then, since I rested on the Saturday, on this Sabbath, what becomes the Sabbath here at this point, you're going to do the same thing. And now I'm calling it the Sabbath, and you will rest on the seventh day. So this is a death knell to what they call the day-age theory, that each day is eons or ages of time that it took God to create all of creation. And it was the same amount of time, this same week that we structure our lives around today too. As the 7 day week, they did too, and it was 6 days of working, 1 day off. And so that was just extra thrown in right here, that that is always a good point to make. Any questions or comments up to this point? Okay, then this sixth point here, the reason assigned by God for keeping the Sabbath was not the prior existence of the institution, but the deliverance of Israel from Egyptian bondage. Okay, and we get that from Deuteronomy 5:15. So we'll read that. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. So, the reason assigned by God for keeping the Sabbath was not the prior existence of the institution. It wasn't because Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob observed it. It was not because of that, because it didn't exist prior to this time, to the Israelites being out in the desert. But it was assigned by God because of the deliverance of Israel from the Egyptian bondage. And this would be a remembrance to them as long as they were under the Mosaic age, for them to be observing this Sabbath. So that would remind them that God brought their people out of Egyptian bondage. Okay, any questions or comments on this?